All right, got Bleach done. The second thing that I watched was Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, we can talk about that. We can talk about that.
Okay.
I think the story is dope from the first episode. I was talking to James about it. James is our friend. If you guys don't know, I keep referencing James as we speak. That's the guy we also know. He watches anime as well. And he's read the manga, so he was telling me, like, yeah, bro, just watch it. It's good. I kept asking him, like, is it good? He was like, just watch it, you'll see. And he was like, the manga's dope. That's all he would tell me. The manga's dope. And he was like, watch the first episode. I watched the first episode and I told him the same thing I'm gonna tell you. The art style is kind of weird for me. Not in the sense that it looks bad, but 3D anime.
I think it is interesting, and it's MAPPA.
And anytime an anime does like a that 3D, like 2D look, it's hard for me to watch. And it's funny because it's a show, it's a Cartoon Network show, Amazing World of Gumball, which is like I thought about this, I want to say like a year ago. Why is it that that show, because they, if you've seen Gumball, you've seen Gumball before, right?
I've seen a lot of Gumball.
Like they have 2D, they have literally 2D characters, and they also have 3D characters. Like
Right.
literally the whole world is 3D. And then Gumball and Darwin, his mom, his dad, his sister, they're all 2D. And then you got characters like the banana, who's a 3D character, the dinosaur, who's a 3D character. Even the teacher, the monkey teacher, she's a 3D character. And then the
Yeah.
principal's 2D. But like for whatever reason, it's not as jarring. Like it just works. Like I don't know what they do to make it work, but it just works. Like when I'm watching, I'm not like, oh, this is clearly a 3D object in a 2D setting. You know what I mean? But when I
Right.
watch anime, whenever anime brings in some CGI elements, it doesn't look
It
good. It's just
always looks
super,
weird
yeah,
for
it's
some
super
reason.
weird. It's super jarring. But for
Like,
whatever reason, Gumball is like, I don't even know. I don't even bat an eye. It's like, oh, this is, like it's fine. I don't know. I don't know
I
what
don't
that
know.
is.
It's just so obvious in anime for some. Maybe it's
Yeah.
because there's just so much movement for some, like,
I just feel
especially
like they
during
don't
like
do a good
fighting.
job. Yeah, that too. But like, for instance, like fighters, like Dragon Ball Z fighters. Remember I
Yeah.
told you, like, I think Xenoverse should do the same thing, like the same art style. And I was like, this is a 3D, it's 3D. But you're like, what, isn't that 2D? And I was like, no, all the models are 3D. Everything in that game is a three-dimensional model. Like nothing is 2D. Like it's full, like if you go into like if you're modding it or whatever, you can see the models fully in 3D. And even when they do the cutscenes and stuff, when they break it down, like all of it is 3D. But the way they make the perspective and the way they do the art, they make it look 2D. And I don't know like what it'll take for like animation studios to get to that point where like 3D looks like 2D, because Fighters looks amazing. Like it looks directly like the art style of Dragon Ball Z, and it just looks great. Like it looks super good. So if animes can get to the point where they can make three-dimensional models look like that, to the point where like you don't even really notice that it's 3D, I think anime will go up like way bigger. Like obviously the fight scenes are already crazy right now and like super super good, but I think it'll be even crazier because once you introduce like CGI and 3D stuff, it's easier, it's less time, and it's easier to push out episodes because you don't have to animate every single thing like frame by frame by frame. Like even though you're doing it frame by frame, you have a 3D model that's you can manipulate. Instead of me drawing like, okay, I have to show this guy punching at this spot, then I have to draw his full body punching at this spot too. Now I can just take that 3D object and move it, kind of like stop motion kind of deal, but easier because it's on a computer. Like I don't have to, So I don't know. Once it gets to that point, I think anime will just be like ridiculous.
Is that why
I
they
don't.
use 3D? Because it's faster?
Yeah, because it's easier. Like with the Titans, the reason they did 3D is because it's easier. It takes
Okay.
less time,
That
and
makes
it's
sense.
yeah.
Because I feel
So.
like, yeah, and like in those animes where it is majority 2D, they only really bring out the 3D for like really big
Big
things.
stuff, yeah.
So, all right. The Chainsaw Man, I don't really mind
The art
3D as
style,
much. Yeah, like it
yeah.
doesn't really bother me. I don't think the only time I feel like it would bother me is like if the animation style was different before. Like the
Yeah.
only time I feel like a show's animation style bothers me is if I can see it as an obvious change because they like change studios or something. But even when Attack on Titan changed like animation studios, I didn't really care as much. I think it's probably just because I feel like it still looks good and the story drives it. So if the story is still there, I don't really care as much about what it looks like.
Yeah.
But with Chainsaw Man, I honestly don't have much to say about the plot itself. I feel like it was very simple.
Funny. It's super simple. But like, I like the backstory though. Like, I think his whole backstory is pretty cool. This is what I expected though. It did like throw me for a little bit of a loop. Cause you know, like his dad killed himself because he owed the Yakuza like a bunch of money. And he was like, I can't get this money and I'm not going to live in debt my whole life. So I'm just going to kill myself, which is pretty pathetic. And you just leave your child behind by himself. I'm pretty sure his dad was a terrible person. Like if you owe the Yakuza, I think it was like 38 million yen.
Like, wait, that's why I was like confused, because like, I didn't understand how much the dad actually owed, because when the Yakuza like pull up on him when he's like crying at the grave or whatever.
Yeah.
I swear they like, say
you got
like,
by a week to make no, but it's installments.
To make like 700,000.
Yeah, he had to pay like a monthly. So they had him on a like, you got to pay X amount by each month or we're going to like do something to you.
Okay. Type deal. That's why I got confused. I didn't know they were already like financing him. Like they were already putting him on like a financing thing.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure his dad like owed money, like, and he was like, I can't pay it all up front, but I can get it to you every month. Or the Yakuza was like, we're not going to let you go, but we're going to get our money regardless. Like whether it takes you X amount of time, we're going to get our money. I feel like that's how they felt about it. Oh, wait, which is kind of weird because like they're already super rich. I feel like that guy probably was like a nobody and he just made a really dumb decision. And it's like, you could really just leave him alone. But, you know, it's the Yakuza, it's the mafia, it's the mob. They don't, you know, take anything. It's like, we got to make an example out of everybody, because if we let him get off, then other people think they can get off, kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I was going to ask, would you rather owe a debt to the Yakuza or be in a Squid Game?
Or be in a Squid Game, like the Netflix show?
Yeah.
How big's the debt?
Same debt as him.
Same debt as him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be in a Squid Game. I don't know them people, bruh. I don't know them people, bruh. They can die. Do you know, like, they made relationships in Squid Game, but, like, once that first game is over and you see people getting killed, all right, it's every man for themselves. I'm sorry, bro. Like,
yeah.
I don't know you. You don't know me. Like, we can, you know, be alliances for some things. I'm not going to just blatantly stab you in the back. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's every man for themselves. Like, I'm not just going to, like, do you dirty. But if it's something, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to purposely go out my way to, like, kill somebody or get them killed. But if it's, like, a situation where it's me or you, it's always going to be me. I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's understandable.
Like, it's always going to be me. I'm not going to be like remember the one dude, he was just pushing people off and like purposely trying to kill people. Like they had their clique of people that just made it bad for everybody else.
Yeah, like, I know what you're talking about.
Like, yeah, like I wouldn't do nothing like that. I guess you could say I would be like the, no, I wouldn't be like that. That dude, like his best friend when he was a kid. Who was being buddy with him.
He was shiesty.
Yeah, and then at the end, because remember he played the Indian dude. He played him. He gave him the bag of marbles, and it was rocks. Messed up. Like, bruh, come on, bruh. But the old dude tried to the old dude was with the main character.
Yeah,
and he was like, because he didn't want to finesse him. Like he finessed him, and he was like feeling bad about it, but. And then I think he actually gave the dude, like, he was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play this old dude because he, like, had bad memory. All right, we're talking about something else we shouldn't even be talking about. I'm going to get back to the Chainsaw Man. Like, we started talking about Squid Game. But long story short, I'd rather be in Squid Game than owe the Mafia or the Yakuza. Okay. But I think the story is, the backstory, the origin story is pretty good. And this is what, like, threw me for a loop. Because remember when they were like, when the zombies killed him, like he showed up, the mafia boss or the guy who was like managing him, telling him like, hey, you owe us this amount of money, showed up when he was in his like little hut garage thing that he built in the rain. He knocks on the door in the middle of the night and he's like, hey, we got a job. It's time to work. So they take him in the car. They pull him up to this like random shady ass factory and he's talking to him like, hey. You know, like, you've been really good to us. You've been real loyal to us. You've been working like a dog. Even though we pay you shit, you still stick by our side. Basically saying, like, you're a dumbass, but we love you for being a dumbass because you make us benefit. And he was like, oh, yeah, cool, yeah. And then he was like, he explained to him, like, hey, we did a deal with the devil, and the devil basically gave us more benefit than you gave us, and the devil doesn't like devil hunters, so... Yeah, you're about to die. And then he gets stabbed in the back by a zombie.
That threw me off. That whole thing threw me off, honestly. I was like, okay, then, zombie devil, all right.
Yeah. I don't know. And my thing with that is, like, it's funny, though. I like how the, like, Yakuza, because they're trying to get over on everybody. They made a deal with the devil, thinking they were going to, like, gain stuff, when in reality, they didn't gain anything. They lost complete control of their, like, self-awareness and who they are, and they became zombies. So, like... Yeah. They're not even real people anymore. Like, you made this deal for power, and in turn, you didn't get any power, and you actually got all your power taken away by the zombie devil. So I thought that was, like, that was a full circle kind of thing. Like, I felt kind of good about that, because, like, you know, you can't get over on everybody. Eventually, you're going to get over.
Yeah, or that was just that part was just funny, because
yeah,
as soon as he said it, he just, like, started levitating. I was like, bro, that's
really cool. And then, after he got stabbed in the back, I was like, dang.
Yeah.
Like, and then he started, like, limping. He started limping and, like, running. I didn't think he was going to die right there. I thought he was going to get out. But then, you know, he just called, like, a horde of zombies, like, go get him.
Yeah.
And then the zombies had knives, and they all just started stabbing him in the back while he was on the ground. He was crying. It was all bloody. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. Bro, the whole episode, like... I was just like, all right, now he's going to become a chainsaw man. Because the whole episode, I was just like, all right, I see him carrying around this devil with a chainsaw. Devil.
Yeah.
I'm like, when is he going to turn into a chainsaw man? Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute.
It was like, you know, he showed up, the dad killed himself, the mafia boss showed up, like, hey, your dad died. I know you don't got no part in this, but basically, you know, it's always that thing where they say, like, you take your dad's sins or whatever the burden is of the father gets passed down to his kids. So now, like, it's on him. And then the devil chainsaw was just behind a tree. I don't know if the dad, what, that was his dad's. I don't know if they're going to talk about that, because, like, why is your dad, like, hanging, right? Or he's at the grave, and then this devil was also at the grave. But it looked like the devil had, like, bullet holes in him or something. Like, somebody shot him. He was damaged. Clearly, he was hurt. And then the kid seen him. He was like, hey, you can, because apparently if you're a devil, if you drink blood of a human, you get healed, like, you come back to life, or you get, you know, replenished or whatever. So he was like, hey, we can make a deal. And it's also interesting, like, this devil, because the other devil, the zombie devil, could talk, like, speak fully. Clearly, this devil can also understand English, like, perfectly fine,
exactly, like
understand
dog.
What he's saying. Yeah, and just acting like a dog. I don't know if he's just acting like a dog, or, like, because, you know, eventually they talk
question
to each other.
Wait, yeah, I was gonna get to that, because, like, all I, like, my notes are so funny for this show, because it was so simple. All I said was, my first comment was, you can talk? ?
Yeah. And then I think, like, the only reason he could talk to him is because they were, like, in that limbo state, because he was dead, but he was, like, reviving him. So I think it was just, like, not really, he might not be able to talk, like, in his physical form, but whatever state that was in, where they were looking at each other, you know, like, and he was telling, like, hey, I enjoyed when you would tell me about your dreams, and
it was so funny.
Yeah, and he was like, and the dude was like, what?
Yeah, that's because me and the character had the same reaction at the same time. I was just like, you can talk? Like, this whole time, it just made me question whether he could actually talk the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time it was just being a dog.
Yeah, so I was just like, this is so funny. This dog is talking. But yeah. He fused with him. That was really weird, too. His body started, like, reconnecting.
I thought that was dope, though. I thought, this is what I liked. This is what I liked about the story. Like, this is the biggest part I like about the story. Was, like, they didn't show us him telling his dream. Like, they obviously did the flashback when they were in this, like, limbo state or whatever. He was like, if I ever die, and I've heard that devils can take over people's bodies, but if I die, that means my debt is gone to the mafia, because I'm technically dead. I don't exist anymore. And they can't pass it down to anybody else, because I don't have any kids. I don't have any, you know, family or friends. Like, the only family I have was my dad, and he's killed himself. So, like, I'm by myself in this world, and it's just me and you. And if I die, you can take my body and just live a regular life, you know, like, be a regular person. He didn't even say live out my dreams. He just said, you know,
just
take
live
my
a
body
it was
and
just
live
a
regular
life.
Yeah, be a regular person. And I thought that was pretty cool. And this is what I thought the short, this is what I thought Chainsaw Man was going to, like, I thought the Chainsaw Man was going to be the devil, Like, I thought he was going to take over his body. Not he was going to give him basically like, hey, you can use my heart. I'm basically gone. And that's kind of, I think they'll probably do something with that, because I don't think the devil is gone fully. Like, I think he's still there. I don't think it was just like, hey, I'm going to lend you my heart and give you my powers and I'm completely gone now. And it's just you with my devil abilities. Because I feel maybe it is like that. Maybe it is going to be like,
well, maybe
that.
You could do a prediction. Because part of me, that's also a thing I was wondering. I was like, is the devil gone? Yeah. And like, he's just using his power and heart. Power. Or is he just still there, like in his subconscious?
Yeah.
Me so personally, like the way the show is going and the way like the comedic effect is in the show, I feel like the devil's just gone.
Oh, you think so? You think he's just gone?
I think he's just gone.
It's like a Kurama kind of deal. You know how like Naruto can talk to Kurama in his head?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm here. Like he might every now and then pop up. Not like in the sense of like I can take over your body whenever I want to. Because, you know, like Kurama couldn't even do that. Well, he was sealed. But you know what I mean? Like he was like, hey, look, at the end of the day, if you want to use my power, I can straight up just say no if I want to. But if I say no and you die, then we both die. So like I'll lend you my power every now and then. I think it'll be like maybe it might be like a situation where it's like, hey, if you ever want to like talk about something or, you know, you have something to get off your chest, I'm here to hear you and to talk back to you, but not like I'm always here kind of deal. You know what I mean? Just on like some, if you need somebody to talk to, I can talk to you. And then going into that, he popped back up out the garbage can. The zombie devil was like, what the heck? I thought you were dead. You're not dead. You're still alive. Well, go eat him now. And then at first, it was kind of funny, like you said, because he popped up and then the zombies all got on him. And I was like, dang, he doesn't know how to use his powers. And I thought he was just going to get like eaten and not die. But you know what I mean? Like it would be like a struggle kind of deal. Like he doesn't know how to activate his powers.
Yeah, like he was like, he got piled on for like a long time.
And I was like,
maybe this is the time he turns into a chainsaw man. I don't know.
So, and then he popped up as a chainsaw man. This is when the 3D got real like sketchy to me. Cause like he was obviously CG. Like the character himself, Chainsaw Man, was obviously CG. And it looked pretty bad. Like his body was super skinny and stuff. And I'm like, bro, this kind of looks trash. And then he was like flying. Like the fight scene itself looked cool. Like the animation isn't bad, but the art style with the 3D didn't look good to me. And that's what I was telling James. I'm like, the story so far seems pretty cool. Like I like the story, but the art style for me is kind of like making me not want to look at this.
Yeah.
Like it kind of looks pretty bad at some moments, but the story itself is pretty good. And then, you know, he kills the zombie devil. And then he also kills all the zombies, which I know he like felt super good about that. I mean, he even showed like, yes, I'm going to get back, even though they're already dead. But he's like, I can kill these people that have been, you know, making my life a living hell, even though
I don't even think he went that far. I feel like all he said was, you guys are zombies now. I just kill y'all. I'm debt free. Like, that's basically
like, I can just,
it was funny. Because, like,
and then the people show up. Oh, you go.
Oh, I was saying, like, in my notes, like, literally all I wrote was, like, I like when he turned into a chainsaw man.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, my boy is debt free. Girlfriend? Yeah. Question mark. Toast with jam.
So, let's talk about that. So, I didn't spoil myself. I guess you could say I kind of spoiled myself. Not really. I don't know what happens, but I was telling James, because remember when he was in that shack before he had to go to the factory and he got killed? He was talking to the chainsaw in dog form. He was like, you know, one thing, he was like, the only thing in life I dream about is scoring with a girl. Literally, that's the only thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's pretty young.
Well, he was like, I just want to have a girlfriend. I want to eat toast and jam.
Jam, yeah.
And that was like a bit.
Yeah, but his biggest thing was like, I want to score with a girl. That was his biggest thing, though. Like, that was up front. He was like, I want to score with a girl.
Or wasn't like, it like he wants to have sex before he dies?
Yeah. So that was like his biggest thing. And then I was like, red flag already, red flag. And then, you know, now he, you know, the factory thing, he's out of energy. He's still in his devil form, but he's like basically knocked out standing up. And then the other, like the real devil hunters pop up and they're like, I was sent here. The girl was like, I was sent here to go kill the devil zombie, but I can see, you know, somebody already got this done. And I'm assuming they have like sense, they, because she was like, I can smell this dude. He doesn't smell like a zombie. He doesn't smell like a devil, but he doesn't smell like a human either. It's like a mixture of the two, like something different. And then he's like, I don't know if he, I think he was like dreaming and he was like, hug me, because he heard a girl's voice. And he was like, you know, hug me, like, because he's like dreaming. And he's like, oh, it's a girl here. Hug me. And then she was like, I'll hug you. She hugged him, and then he transformed back to normal. And then she was like holding him in his in her lap, like while he was laying down. Like, do you want to? I can either kill you. Like, what do you want to be? You want to be human, and I can like feed you breakfast, and you know, like take care of you, or you can be a devil, and I'll just kill you here. And then they went back and forth, and he was like, you know, what are you gonna feed me for breakfast? And then she said like, tea. I think she also said toast.
Like toast with jam.
Yeah, that's toast with jam said. And then tea and then something else. And he's like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. You know, sounds good to me. And then I'm like, I can just tell, like, in me, like, in foreshadow, like, I just feel like that girl's going to use him. And I kind of spoiled myself. Not because, like, I didn't see anything of, like, what she does. But I was just, you know, on Twitter just reading stuff. And everybody was like, they hate her for some reason. For some reason, they hate her. So okay. I can kind of just, you know, I can just allude, okay, she's like either finessing him or using him, basically like the mafia, probably not as bad as the mafia, maybe even worse than the mafia, because maybe she's like using his feelings to make him do stuff that he really wouldn't be doing. I don't know. But that's, if we're going to go to prediction, my prediction is that he is going to be madly in love with this girl and she is going to be using him to get either further in her devil hunter career, whatever it may be. Like, maybe she's going to be using him to like secure or take out certain devils so she can like elevate in whatever position she's in and start using him as just a weapon, but manipulating him to think like they're more than just weapon and holder or user, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or I don't know, that's what my prediction, though. That's what I think will happen.
Okay. Honestly, I feel,
and that's like further in the show. Next episode, I don't know what the hell's gonna happen next.
That's
episode.
What I'm saying. He's
gonna
go back to the predictions.
I think he'll just go back to like whatever their place is at, and they'll explain to him like who they are and what they do and how he fits in and what he can be for them. And I think that'll be next episode.
That's all that I can see happening too. I don't know what else could possibly happen. It's very much a wild card for me. Because I feel like he already, I guess all he has really
to
do,
he's content with
yeah
his life
that's
right
what
now.
I'm saying,
like, at the end of the perfect
at the end of the episode I was just like, I mean, he's debt free, there's a girl, he has food, I don't really see roll credits, I don't really see anything.
I don't know what more like
but I mean, it should be interesting. I guess try to live a regular life, maybe that'll be what it is. Maybe
try to figure out a way to get to a regular life. That's what I also like. That's another thing. I think what also is going to happen, they're going to be like, you can't be normal because you're half devil, you're half human. So we always have to watch you. Like, as long as you're cooperating with us, you can live. But soon as you like try to leave or get away from us or something like that, we're going to have to probably kill you. That's what I also think.
I'm trying to think of another show that's kind of like that, like a Jujutsu Kaisen type of deal.
Yeah.
Maybe where it's like, we're always watching you because you are like,
you have the potential to be something that could,
but like, we're gonna keep you around
because
you are talented.
But with Jujutsu Kaisen, they're like super nice with, you know, with him, and they're like, bro, you're cool. We know you got a old dude inside you, but everybody rocks with him though. Like, nobody's trying to finesse and, you know, use him.
Talk about it, man. Where do you want to start?
I guess we can start with Chainsaw Man, since that was like the most like regular thing, I guess. Like, a lot didn't happen. I mean, you know, like, it was very straight to the point. I feel like it was super simple. Our predictions were correct.
You were telling me about that, and after watching the episode, I did see a lot of things we're saying did come true.
Like, he's content with his life, which we pretty much assumed he would be. He's in love with that girl because he's just like, I don't know, bro. I don't really know what his character is. I mean, he doesn't really have like anything to build character off of. So like, for him, that being his dream and stuff, I understand it, because like, his whole life he's kind of been just like I guess you can say like a work dog. Like, but
yeah,
a work dog that's not love. Yeah, you can say slave.
Slave.
So I could see why his like ambitions and stuff are super, super like very to the earth. Like, I just want to be with a girl. I just want to touch boobs.
He's coming from the standpoint of having nothing. So he's very easily impressed, and he doesn't really have high standards, which I kind of like.
Oh, we finally learned his name.
Whose name?
Chainsaw Man.
Oh, did we learn his name in episode 2?
Yes, Denji. That's his name, Denji.
I did not know that.
We finally got his name.
Okay.
And now he's a devil hunter, like official devil hunter. Also, the group that he's in is like experimental. And the other guy doesn't like him at all, really. He doesn't even think he's cut out to be a devil hunter, because like he has no real ambition, and he doesn't feel like he understands like what their job really is. But Denji was like, you know, I don't really care about all that, dude. My life is made. Like, I can eat, I wake up, I can do what I want, and so I'm gonna keep working here because I can do what I want to do and my dream is made. And then they like fight in the little alleyway. He kicks him in the nuts like 20 times.
That was funny. Because I wanted to what's his name? His name's like Aki, whatever. It was interesting with him because his whole ambition was just that. What was it, that his parents died or his family died?
Yeah, his whole family got killed by a devil. Yeah.
And he was really close with like the local police or whatever. And he knew like their personal stories, like other people who had died from devils. A very anti-devil character. But it's just interesting that she would pair him with all the people who are like part devil or basically devil.
Yeah. And then they introduce Power too. So the devils, they have names, like their types. You have
fiend.
Yeah, fiends, and basically they look like whatever devil they are. Like every devil has a name. Like he is a chainsaw devil, chainsaw man. Power, I don't know what hers is. She's the blood devil, or that's what she is, blood devil. But they were saying like usually fiends have like, they look like what they're named after. Like, remember when he went to that house, that dude looked like a squid or whatever? Or whatever that zombie, or whatever that thing was, the devil he killed, it looked like a fish. But he killed it super fast. And then the zombie devil looked like a zombie, obviously. So like, I guess fiends look like what they're named, and I guess he turns into a fiend technically, but he has full control of his devil form.
Let's say, I thought a fiend was when a devil takes over a human's body or corpse, right?
Yeah, but she was saying the pink hair woman, that they all look like they look like what they take over or whatever their name is associated with. They look like that. Okay. Like in the face. Yeah. Like his whole face turns into a chainsaw.
Right. So it's very obvious.
Yeah.
And what I was gonna say about her, that we were right about, immediately she's a bitch. Like, she was just like, yeah, like I don't like my dogs to say no. Like out.
Oh yeah. I mean, I can't really say, because I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think she cares. I mean, she's just trying to. You didn't want. Well, we're not talking about episode 3, but you'll see. Episode 3, it kind of like touches upon what I said last episode, like, or last week when I was like, I feel like she's just using him to like get further in her career.
Yeah. And
they kind of mentioned that a little bit, like in the next episode. I won't go too in depth, but like it was like a board meeting, and like the higher ups ahead of her was like, hey, we tasked you to create like this special unit to test some stuff out. And, you know, if it's not going good, we're just going to shut it down, basically, like, it's whatever. And he was also like, don't get attached to these people, because at the end of the day, they're just like weapons. Like, we're not, you know, it's not that. So I can't really get like mad at her for like, I mean, obviously it doesn't, like, it sucks, but it's like at the end of the day, it's work. Like, obviously you can be friends with your coworkers, but like at the end of the day, It's a job, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's business, strictly business.
Job, I get it.
Yeah.
Just their job is particularly dangerous.
Yeah. So, and then that was pretty much it. And then he was like power is a woman, and I can possibly touch her boobs. So I'm gonna be friendly and try to be nice. And then near the end of the episode, they were on the roof looking for like devil activity. And they also showed like a small thing where like if you encounter police, like if the police questions you, you just show them your devil hunter badge. And it seems like the police don't really like devil hunters. At least the two cops that they walked into, they're like, oh, okay. Like we have no jurisdiction over this. Like, yeah, they can, you know, go. But that can just be kind of like a power complex kind of thing, you know, like, oh, I hate when people can tell me what to do, but I have to, you know, whatever. So it might just be those two, or it could just be the whole police force. But like you said, Aki made it seem like devil hunters and the police are kind of like hand in hand. Even though devil hunters can't do certain things, like if they do certain things in public, then they can be arrested, but they didn't really go too in depth on that at all. But yeah. And then Power jumps off the building and kills that freaking devil.
And she uses like a giant hammer or something.
Yeah. She uses a hammer. That's her weapon, a hammer. And she's also the blood devil. I don't know what her powers are exactly yet. But yeah, that was pretty much that episode. But we had a lot of good predictions. Like pretty much everything we predicted happened, almost, for the most part. So
I was going to say they did do a little bit of like, maybe not foreshadowing, maybe just a little bit of world building information, just like with San. Like that's a Tokyo branch for devil hunters, but there's devil hunters in a lot of locations.
Oh yeah.
And there's over 1,000 in Tokyo alone. I thought that was interesting. What else did I write? It's Nut or Nothing. That whole scene was just funny. But he was just like kicking him in the nuts continuously.
Oh yeah.
And he doesn't have the, one thing I did write down was he doesn't have the option to quit.
Yeah. That's what we talked. Remember, I was like, they're going to be like, we're going to kill you if you don't work with us. Yeah. Which I mean, that was kind of like expected. Like, you're a devil, dude. You can't just walk around the fucking world normal. Because if you wanted to, you could just go kill people if you really wanted to. So right. Like, that makes sense. So that was a prediction that I kind of was like, that's definitely going to happen.
So he really is just like a weapon.
Yeah.
And one other thing I thought was interesting is they said that the, what's her? I don't know her exact name, but the pink haired girl, like the, what's her name? Leader. Makama.
Yeah.
She also saved Aki.
Yeah. And that's why he's like, he likes her. I think he likes her as well. I don't know if it's romantically. It might be kind of romantically. It may not. It may just be like mentorship, like hero kind of thing. I don't know. But he kind of felt some type of way when Denji was like, I know you're only doing this because you like Makima. And Denji was like, yeah, and so what? like, I don't care. And then he was like, she's not your type. Like, stuff like that. Like, you're not, you know, she doesn't like guys like you or whatever. That whole thing. So, I don't think it'll be like a huge issue going forward. But I think that's just kind of like a, you know, a minute detail. A little
rivalry there.
Yeah.
Or something.
I don't think any of them will really become like true friends. Well, maybe Aki and Denji might become like cooler with each other. I think they'll all be like pretty cool, but I don't think they'll be like.
I think they'll become cool. I do see like a foil with like Aki like absolutely hating devils because of like his past and Denji, his only friend being a devil. So him seeing like the perspective of the devils and being a little nicer to them. So I do see how they could be a little bit of a foil. They might end up being friends. I don't know. And then Power, we don't really know much about. I don't know much about Power, just based on
episode. I mean, you still don't really know much about her. Episode 3, they give a little backstory, like super, super minute backstory, but not any real like detail on her character, just kind of like something happens and they end up in a situation and it shows the backstory of how that situation ended up happening.
Okay.
So, yeah. But it doesn't really tell you any more about her character, like, at all, to the most part. And I can't do a prediction for episode 3 because I've seen episode 3, so I'll let you predict.
Episode 3, I think... where's my predict? I think that he... probably gonna... patrol more with power, maybe. They might fight like a maybe like one of their first big bads together, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Might not see much of Makima next episode. It might just be a lot of patrol, I'm predicting, but I don't know.
Okay,
that's what I'm gonna go with that. And I guess one other thing that we, because I remember we also were talking about, like, is the devil dead or not?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty, like, in the episode, didn't they say, well, I guess I kind of just wrote the devil is dead, but not really.
So, oh, his pet?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. Kind of, yeah. It's like, he gave his life away for him. It's almost like an organ donor kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, we're, like, let's say if I had a heart and I'm about to die or something and I give somebody else my heart, like, I'm not alive. Like, that's my heart, but it's not, you know, it's not me. Like, my heart is in somebody else's body.
Right.
And technically, and my heart working. Is still, yeah, but so that's kind of the deal. That's like what that is.
Chainsaw. Let's talk about Chainsaw, man. Let me see here. Okay. I thought, like I said, every episode was good this week. I thought Chainsaw Man was good too. What'd you feel about
it? I thought it was all right. Power tricked him, took him to the place, to the bat demon. And yeah, because she was like, I have a cat. She was like, if you help me get my cat back, you can touch my boobs. He's like, oh, yeah, for real? Say less.
Cliff Notes. Followed her to some, like, random... Cliff Notes, but not Cliff Notes version at the same time.
Yeah. She took him to this random ominous house in the fucking middle of nowhere in, like, the woods, but it was like an acre of land that was just empty, and it's a house.
Yeah.
They get inside the house, and then she fucking, he figures out that she, like, tricked him before they get inside the house.
Say, I don't even think they were in the house.
Yeah, they weren't even out of the house. They were, like, right in front. He was like, I don't know what took him so long to figure this out. Like, you're in the middle of nowhere.
I could also just feel the setup. Like, it just didn't feel right at all.
Yeah. And then so she smacked him over the head with, like, her hammer. He was kind of knocked out. She took him inside. He wakes back up. He sees this big ass bat. And the bat is like, to Power, like, okay, you did what I wanted you to. You finally got me somebody I can feed on so I can basically regenerate and get my health back. And then she thought after she did that, he was going to give her the cat back. And he didn't give her the cat back. He ate the cat. And, Denji actually got squeezed. I he didn't die, but, like, he like squeezed him like a fucking sponge and then drank his blood. And he was like, this is not human blood. This is, like, nasty. This does not taste good. That's mainly why he didn't give her the cat back, because his blood didn't taste good. Or he probably wouldn't have did it. He
probably
it anyway.
Wasn't gonna give it.
Yeah,
anyway.
He probably wasn't gonna do it anyway. But that I was like
the bat was, like, really silly to me. I was just like, if you just want to eat food that tastes good, just,
yeah, he was like, I'm gonna go get babies.
Yeah,
like, kids, children. I'm like, all right, bro.
That was just like, I don't know.
Is that,
like,
the most pure form of blood? I guess. I mean,
was he just, like, so injured he didn't just, like, go find anybody? Someone?
I don't know, but he had one arm. Like, he didn't have his wing or something. Okay. He almost died. He was almost dead. Whoever he fought before, and I think he was saying it was Power's fault that he got injured like that. So that's why, But, I mean, her only reason of going back to help him was to get her cat back. And then they gave a little backstory on her and her cat. And it's like, I don't know. I gotta, it's like the show so far is, like, for me, it's just like, all right, where's this going? I'll keep watching.
I feel like there's going to be a turning point where things get a little bit deeper. Everything just is so base level.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's just so purposely base level.
Oh, and you finally seen you seen the remember I told you last week I was like, she was talking to her higher ups and they were like,
oh yeah,
no. Yeah, so you seen that part. And
it's
so,
just like a table of, like, six white men.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, don't forget, like, this group is not, don't catch feelings for these people, especially the demons. I don't know about the other guy, because he's a real person. She saved him when he was a kid, so I don't think she'll catch feelings, but he's not like a, you know what I'm saying, he's not like a demon, he's an actual person, like, that works.
Yeah,
so I don't think they're necessarily talking about him, but I'm pretty sure they're talking about Denji and Power, like, hey, if this shit goes wrong, we'll just kill those demons and then it'll just be, you know, it'll be that, and then you have to find a new group or whatever, because like it's experimental, we're just trying to test something out, and if it doesn't work, then it's whatever, we'll just stop the experiment.
Yeah. And then also with learning things about power, there's a couple other things I wrote, just like she's really scared of Makima. Like she
is that
really...
the name of the bat? No, that's the girl with the pink
yeah.
hair. Yeah. The boss lady.
Yeah, the boss. Like Power's like super scared of her. Like, I'm just interested to see like how Makima fights. And Power hates humans and devils.
Yeah, she hates everybody. She likes animals, kind of.
She likes her cat specifically.
Yeah, her cat. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, they got one guy who doesn't really hate anyone, just wants to touch boobs. You got someone who hates humans and devils, and then you have someone who just hates devils, and then you have someone who we don't really know anything about. But that was interesting. What else did I write? We'll hunt double for boobs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were talking about, see, this is what I was thinking about before when they're doing the experiment. When she was talking to the people at the table, they were talking about devils being used for like the military.
Yeah.
Like preparing for that. So I was just thinking about that. And I was like, this is probably what the experiment is for.
See if they can weaponize them and control them for the military use. Yeah.
Which is like a theme, not even just in anime, just in like humans in general. It's like, oh, this is like a powerful, like cool thing. Let's use it for the military. So that's interesting. And then I wrote a question. Obviously, we don't know the answer to it, but I just wanted to get like, what do you think? How do you think devils are even like created?
Probably through like some weird like belief, like they manifest through people's thoughts kind of deal, maybe. Like if enough people think about something or have a fear or something, a devil may manifest as that thing, and depending on how big or small it is, it may become a big devil or a small devil. I don't know. But I think that might be like, that's usually how things go in a lot of things. It's like, oh, they manifest through a mass belief or something. And unless they just pop up or create it.
Because the boss was saying, like, the devils are stronger the more people are scared of the specific thing the devil is, like, mm-hmm. the devil of, I think.
Yeah, like saying. A car devil. And she was saying, like, if it's a car devil, it'll be pretty strong. Or, like, if it's a coffee devil might be pretty weak because it's just a coffee. I think that's the example she used. Okay. But she was saying like a car devil would be pretty scary because it could just run over people when they were in a car talking.
I feel like a car devil wouldn't be that scary though.
Yeah, monster truck devil.
I get it, but see the way this show is going with the names, I feel like there would be a separate devil for monster.
Yeah,
trucks,
for monster
if
trucks.
If that was
yeah.
the case, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is there just a devil for every noun in the whole universe, or I don't know. So I guess we'll see. What else? Oh, yeah, I did write one last thing. What was the thing? Just like, does he save people or not? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Who, Denji?
Yeah. Because when he was fighting the bat at the end, like, he was, like, saving people. But then, like, he said something that made it seem like he didn't really care about saving them that much. He just happened to be saving them. So I just want to know what you thought.
I vaguely remember that part because it cut off right after that, right after they crashed into the building. Yeah, right after they crashed into the building and everything. And then like, because it was a girl running. I remember the girl that had like the papers and she was just staring and then she ran away. And then wasn't there somebody under rubble too?
Yeah. And I was like, maybe is it just women and children?
Children, yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember if he like what his remark was when that happened. I just remember them crashing into the building, the lady running away, and then seeing somebody in rubble. It's been like 2 weeks since I've seen the episode, so
that's fair.
My memory is still pretty good though, you know what I'm saying?
It's holding on.
So I'll go back and see. I mean, obviously this episode they'll definitely like solidify if he does or not. I haven't watched it yet. I was about to watch it, but then I fell asleep. It was super late, so I didn't watch it.
I'll probably watch some tomorrow.
So yeah. Well, actually, that was a good episode though. It was a good episode. I don't know, like you said, it'll probably, everything is like pretty base level. None of the characters are really drawing me in. Like Makima, I don't really care about her. I mean, I guess I do want to learn more about like how she got in that position and then how she saved the other guy. I think that would be kind of interesting just to see. Denji, I feel like we know his character pretty much as this super base level. Like he doesn't have much more to him currently. Obviously they'll build his character throughout the show because like we talked about, like he was basically like a slave. So he doesn't really have any aspirations other than like living paycheck to paycheck and making sure that he can feed himself and his dog and have somewhere to stay and won't be killed by the mafia. And then once that went away, he kind of was like, got all his wishes already. So he's pretty much set, but he is trying to find a goal. Like when he was in that, in the building, he was like, I guess I need a goal because everybody else has a goal. I don't really have a goal. Like I'm pretty set.
Yeah.
So I guess my goal will be, I want to touch boobs, and anything I can do to touch boobs will be, you know, something I strive for. So I guess they're trying to develop his character. I guess that's supposed to be like kind of, I don't know if it's supposed to be comedy or if it's just like, that's who he is. I don't know. It's not coming across as either for me. It's just kind of like, okay.
I feel like this is a little of both.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, whatever, you know, cool.
Power. Boobs. I don't, that's just such a, it's not a, I mean, I get that he had nothing, but like, I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like, I mean, yeah, he was broke and like wanted by the mafia or whatever, but there have been people in worse situations who have touched boobs before. Like, I was like, have you never met like a woman? One girl throughout your entire life? Like, I don't know. That was just weird to me. I was like, how? Unless you just spent every waking hour hunting demons.
Yeah. But even then, he would go to stores and buy food and stuff, like grocery stores. He was like, we got some bread. He was walking in the city. So he's definitely seen women before. He's just probably hasn't been like, oh, I got time to try to go talk to some woman.
That's fair. Like,
I don't have time for that. So I can't do it.
Episodes this week. Let's just get into it. Where do you want to start again? You say Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, Chainsaw Man. We can start with Chainsaw Man.
Because, yeah, it was funny you were saying that because when the episode started, I was also confused because I was like, I thought they were still fighting at the end of the last episode.
Yeah. But I guess he completely killed it. So, I mean, I guess we can do like what a quick recap like we usually do of what happened. So, Power, it was like another flashback of Power, even though they already kind of did a good job of explaining her relationship with the cat and stuff like that last episode. So they did like what, like a quick, I want to say like 2 to 4 minutes showing her just wandering and basically talking about like how it's a foolish I guess a foolish dream, or like I'm doing all this for like such a small thing, but you know, it's what I want to do. And I feel like that was kind of the theme of the whole episode, was like, you will do what you want to do for the things that you want. Because even when he was fighting the leech demon or devil, she was like, my dream or the bat was her man.
And
her man, and they had a dream of like eating all of humanity and living like happily ever after, basically. And they kept going back and forth about their dreams. So like the whole, I guess that's the theme of the episode, is like, your dreams, pursue your dreams, even if they're super small or other people don't feel like they're big. Not to like give it more depth than that. Like, obviously that's not the theme of the episode, but that happened to be like brought up a lot, you know, throughout the first, I want to say like 10, 15 minutes.
I mean, her and the leech and Power are both like, he's really doing all this over boobs.
Yeah.
And he's just like, at first I thought he was going to be like,
I thought that was gonna happen too, but no, it didn't. He was just like, no, it doesn't matter. And then he talked to Hayakawa, that's how you say his name, Hayakawa, in the hospital after, you know, the aftermath.
Yeah.
And he was like, even though you guys have like bigger, quote unquote, bigger dreams than I do. That doesn't mean I'm not going to take it as serious as you do. Like, even if my dreams seem small, like to you guys, I'm still going to give the same amount of effort as you guys. So don't worry about it. But I don't know.
That's fair.
Overall, I feel like, yeah, like you say, that's fair. That's fair. Like, I can respect that, but I still don't like him as a character. I will say, Hayakawa, he became a little more interesting to me, especially after he like added more to like the lore of being a devil hunter. Like
Yeah, that was
they have
cool.
contracts with devils. Like, hey, you can, basically I'll supply you with a part of my flesh for you to work for me or do something for me. And he was saying like devil hunters have contracts with devils to, help fight other devils. So that was pretty cool. And then him as a character, he's kind of growing on me a little bit. I like his whole attitude towards pretty much anything. It's like, this is work, but his dream is like, I want to protect more people and I want to get revenge for my family who were killed by devils. And I think he may, like we talked about this last week or the week before, like he may change a little bit based on how Denji perceives devils, but he might not though, because this is like the second time he's like, you basically keep trying to protect devils, even though time and time again they've shown you that they can't be kind of trusted outside of his dog. Like he was basically saying, oh, power's cool, but he's like, power's not cool. Like we literally took the evidence from the house. It was your blood on the fucking floor. And from that we can pretty much tell she tricked you into going to this house for whatever it may be. And he found
Yeah,
out it
they
was
had
for the
it
cat.
all figured out.
Yeah, figured out. And he was questioning him to basically be like, hey, you can tell me the truth and we can just like kill power, or you can lie and we can keep, going about our business as a team for the time being. But at the end of the day, I'm just really working with you guys because I'm tasked with you guys for the time being on
He
this
says
experimental
that,
team.
but like in the same time, I don't really feel that from
I
him.
do feel that way right now. It might change.
I don't know.
I feel like currently in the story, if they were to die, he would not care.
I feel like he
Currently in
has
the
a soft
story.
spot for Denji. Especially
Maybe.
like in the hospital and like in the scene where like he's like at his house. Like he has a soft spot for Denji, I feel like.
I don't know, man. I think he will. I don't think it's there yet, though. I don't think it's like fully. You know what I'm saying? Like currently,
Yeah, it's not at this
directly
biggest
right now,
point.
yeah, it's I don't know, 'cause I feel like he's like, I think he's kind of like, oh my gosh, bruh, this dude's at my house now. Power's also at my house,
Well, that was funny.
and then
That
like the end of the episode was like,
was like weird, like cringe
yeah, that was
anime,
definitely
like
cringe
no
anime.
one
I'm like,
parent,
all
I
right,
hope my
bro,
parents, no one
yeah,
walks in
don't
on me
walk in.
watching
Like, what am I
this.
watching? Exactly. And so I don't know. And then the overall episode was like, it was all right. It was pretty good. The animation is still pretty meh to me. Like,
See, I was gonna say for this episode, I felt like the animation started looking better for me. Not necessarily like in the fight scene. The fight scene still looked really weird, but like especially like when they were in the hospital, I felt like it just looked, or like in the house when he was just like
Or when he was
cooking.
walking in the office and he went to go talk to the boss lady.
Yeah,
Like
like
that
I
looked
felt like
pretty
it
cool.
looked really good in those moments. Not necessarily when they're fighting though.
And so, I don't know. I thought the episode was overall, it was good. I think it was one of the better episodes, I'll be honest,
I think it was
out of the
good
four.
too. I'm trying to see. I guess some interesting things. I thought devils only ate like humans. But I was kind of confused to
It's really
see
just blood.
power
They
just
just want
eat
blood.
animals in general.
Yeah, I think it's just blood. They just need blood. They don't necessarily need like flesh or anything. It's just the blood of any animal. But I think human blood is more beneficial to them than animal blood.
Okay, because then I was questioning. I was like, "Why didn't the bat just like eat a cow or something,
Yeah, but
like power did?"
he wants like pure. He wanted
That's
pure.
true. He is pretty bougie about his blood,
Which
so
is kind of
that's.
strange because like their goal was to kill all humanity, but I mean, I guess you can kill people without eating them. Like, so if that is their
Yeah,
goal, like him and the leech. And then the leech just looked weird, bruh.
but
Like it was like
I didn't know that was a leech. It had like udders or something.
it had udders and the udders looked like breasts.
Yeah,
And it was just like I thought it was like a
I knew it was supposed to be like some kind of insect or something. I just didn't, I couldn't tell, like, well, is a leech considered an insect or like a bug?
I don't think leeches are considered insects.
Bugs, yeah. So
I don't know
I
what
don't
they
know.
are.
It looked like something that sucks. That's all I could like get from it, like some kind of animal that sucks stuff. And then she like shot his arm off with like a wave of air.
Yeah, that was
And
weird. I thought his arm just like fell off. I
yeah,
didn't.
I'm like, what? I'm like, did he just overuse his body or something? Like, what's going on? Because
That's
it
what
didn't
I
show any
thought.
impact or anything. It just like popped off. It looked like a circular missile of air just shot his arm. At first, I thought he got shot. Like, maybe the people showed up and they were like, why are you fighting in the town? Like, you know, like the other devil hunters. And they were like, all
Yeah.
right, we got to subdue him. I thought that's what it was. But no. It was like, and then she didn't even make a entrance. She just showed up. She literally just shot his arm,
That's
and
why I
then the next thing
was
she was just there.
so confused because I felt like I missed an episode because I'm
When
like
it started,
I didn't
I'm like,
remember the bat dying and then she just showed up so abruptly. But
So, but that's
she was
like,
weird.
that's really like it for me. Nothing more really happened. Nothing crazy. Other than like the information we got from about the contracts that humans make with devils, I thought that was a good you know world builder element and added to the depth of the show. So, and also he
Yeah.
has rookies that trained under him, like, or he works with and he teaches, because like the girl with the eye patch was there outside the
Oh,
hospital, and
okay.
so were the other two people. Remember when he showed up after like the aftermath of killing the leech? And then they're like, all right, the rookies have to go look around, make sure there's no more devils. And then also we have the other two on rescue and recovery kind of deal, like see if there's anybody left. So that's pretty cool. So he's it seems like he does a lot. Like they have him
Does do a lot.
teaching new people, and he has a experimental team with two fiends. So
They trust him, I guess. And you see,
yeah.
he does. I feel like he does have like a crush on what's
Yeah.
her name?
I just call her the boss lady.
The boss lady. I think
Yeah,
it's funny. I'm looking at the characters right now. Oh, this is like a certain group of Special Division 4.
also
Makoa.
spoiled
Okay.
myself. I spoiled myself too, again, accidentally.
How'd you spoil yourself?
I can't tell you
Okay.
because it'll change your whole opinion on the show.
Okay.
So yeah.
Was it just like random or like.
It was just random. I wasn't like trying to find spoilers. I was just searching some stuff, and then I read something about someone, and it told me something I didn't want to know. Or not that I didn't want to know, but like, dang, it kind of changes like how I am watching the show currently a
Because
little bit.
you already know something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see then. It's not like we haven't read the manga, I guess, so we don't really
Yeah.
know when it's
So we
gonna
don't really
happen.
know. Yeah.
Okay. I thought the episode was pretty solid overall. I guess predictions, is he gonna, I feel like he's not gonna get to touch her boobs.
Oh, you think what's his name is gonna bust through the door right when it's about to happen? Probably.
Yeah.
That'll probably happen, yeah. Or they'll just leave it like a cliffhanger, like we don't know if it happened or if it didn't happen. Or they might mention it in the next episode. Or I don't know. And then she only gave him three. Like, all right, let's be real. Let's be real.
Nah, she said
Me
three
personally,
grams.
yeah, me personally, I just risked my life. One, you tried to kill me. Like you tricked me and you tried to kill me, right? And
Okay.
then even when you tried to kill me and like feed me to this bat, I still was like, you know what? I'm gonna kill this bat and I'm gonna save your cat for you. You know what I'm saying? Like it was two times I could have died. Really three times I could have died. You drug me to this house that I don't know. You knock me out and you're about to feed me to this devil. All right, that's one time I'm about to die. Two, I'm like, all right, well, now I gotta fight because I don't want to die. And now I'm fighting the devil. And I'm possibly could die in this fight, but he like trashed him easily. Like it was no contest for real. Like he literally just destroyed the bat dude like it was nothing. And then the leech popped up and he had to fight the leech lady and he was gonna die because he ran out of blood. He was weak and he couldn't like go full power. And she literally was about to eat him whole
Yeah.
the devil hunter showed up and he used the fox devil to eat her. So that's like three times he would have died. But yeah, I don't know. Three is not just, I don't know what number.
How do you quantify that?
I think he needs to, I think a duration of time is more acceptable than a number count.
However many, personally. How many minutes he spent in the hospital.
That's so, the amount.
Quantify it.
Or like, okay, for X amount of time, whenever you want, you can grab my breasts.
That was like a pass.
Yeah, like a pass. Like, all right, you get a month pass. Boom. Whole month. Whenever. Obviously, like, reasonable timing, not just out of nowhere and out of the blue. But knowing Denji, he might just, I don't know.
Say, but you see how desperate he is. He didn't even care. Yeah. He's like, three is cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, all right, whatever.
He would be fine with one.
But yeah, so that's like it. That's it for me with that episode, pretty much. And I guess prediction is just status quo. They'll probably go on a real mission, like all together.
Mm-hmm. Like all three.
Not just something like impromptu, you know, from trying to be tricked. So yeah.
That would be cool. I see the team building a little bit. They might add the eye patch girl too.
Yeah.
To the group or something like that.
I think she is in the group, at least from the opening. I think she's with them, like walking around. Okay. So
have their own little team seven. There you go.